Hello everyone, welcome back. My name is Arna Sahu, host of Arna's News, where on this podcast channel, I aim to eliminate the gender gap in the STEM fields by featuring inspiring female professionals and highlighting their stories and accomplishments to further encourage girls. Today on episode 71.
And how you treat those people, that's soft skill. How you get them on your side, how you influence. All of these things, these soft skills, they're why you get promoted. They're why you get the next job opportunity. You know, a lot of times people will say things like, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that's absolutely true. But even more importantly, it's not who you know, it's who knows you. And it's what they know you for. It's your own brand reputation. That is what creates opportunities for you once you get your first job.
Today on episode 71, I'm pleased to announce our guest, Christine Heckerts. As the CEO of Zappa Worlds, a 3D gamified mobile app that helps people get filthy enriched, prior CEO of Scalar Inc., a data analytics company acquired by SentinelOne, and also has held numerous executive roles at Cisco, Microsoft, NetApp, and Juniper Networks, and was also the founder and president of Telechoice Inc. As a veteran of the tech industry with a track record of creating new products and market categories, Christine has been named one of the 10 top strategic thinkers and 50 most powerful people in the technology industry before she was 30. Receiving multiple awards like 50 Most Powerful Women in Technology, 2016 Woman of Influence, Top 100 Silicon Valley Female Leaders, and 2020 Top Woman in Cloud, and also works periodically through Lam Research, a Fortune 250 semiconductor equipment company, Sixth Sense Inc., a privately held data analytics company Contentful, a digital platform for content delivery, and Next Gen Directors Academy at Berkeley Haas Business School, and several other nonprofits. So thank you so much, Christine, for being here today. Before we dive into the questions, would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, hello, Arna, and everybody. Thank you for having me. Yes, all that big, long introduction is just a way to say I'm old. I've had lots of different rodeos and been inside companies. And as you were saying at the end, those are board positions. So it is delightful to be here and to be talking to so many amazing young women.
Thank you. So my first question for you is, tell us a bit about your career path.
I was born last century, so I am a bit older than all of you. I graduated college in 1988, and I had three options. I was an economics major at the University of Colorado Boulder. And I could have stayed in Boulder. I had a job opportunity there. It was very tempting to just stay in Boulder. I loved it. I could go to New York City and take a job there that was really aligned with my economics degree and quite lucrative. I was interested in joining the Peace Corps. Developing country economics was one of my favorite topics, and that seemed very enticing. But I also had an offer from my fiance, who was my high school sweetheart, to get married and join him. And he had moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And that seemed like a long ways in the middle of nowhere. And I had no prospects there, but I took the job, or I took that offer, and I moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I got married. And it took me a long time to find a job there because there wasn't a whole, you know, what do you do with an economics degree? I don't really know still to this day. It's a useful degree in some ways and not at all in others. But I moved to Tulsa, and it actually taught me one of the lessons that I say to people all the time, which is one of the most important decisions career-wise, career decisions you will ever make is who you marry. Because it has such an impact on whether that person supports you and your career. And who I married is ultimately what allowed me to become a CEO and actually pursue my own career. And he left his career so I could do that. Not to say you always have to make that kind of choice. Sometimes two careers are possible, but in our case, it wasn't. But anyway, I moved to Tulsa. I got very, very lucky And I got a job with a telecom company doing the new thing at the time, which was data communications, predating the internet, but starting to allow companies to talk to each other using data and sending packets and you know, electronic information instead of just voice. And so I was very early in that. Ultimately, it brought me to Silicon Valley. I've spent more than 20 years here in Silicon Valley in all kinds of tech-oriented jobs, deep tech and entertainment. And now, like you said, I'm in gaming. So I've been very fortunate to kind of follow the opportunity where it leads. And I've always just gotten amazing, amazing opportunities.
I love that. I mean, you kind of learned a lot through your whole personal journey, and also that kind of translated into your professional journey. You know, you learned a lot, had different career opportunities here and there, and here you are today in gaming. So I love that.
Yes, it's been fun. And 30 years, I'll tell all of you, 30 years goes by very, very quickly.
Absolutely. And my question for you is, what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours? And do you have any tips to succeed?
Well, you know, what exactly is my career? I've been in telecom, I've been in tech, I've been in entertainment, I've been in gaming, I've been a CMO, I've done a lot of new product development, I've done new category creation, I've been a CEO, now I founded a company. Like, what is that career? The thing that I would probably point to is that certain skills transcend all careers. And typically, it's a hard skill that will get you your first job. But it is your soft skills that will get you every job after that. And soft skills are, and believe me, if there's one thing I've had to learn in the course of my career, it's not how to be a better technical person or a better marketer, nothing like that. It's how to be better at the soft skills. I'm a driver, so I will tend, if you're in the way, I will run you over to get to my goal. And especially when you're launching new products or trying to create whole new markets that have never been done before, it's hard. And a lot of people will stand in the way and tell you why it's not possible, or it feels like they're standing in the way, or it feels like they're trying to slow you down or drive. And how you treat those people, that's soft skill, how you get them on your side, how you influence, all of these things, these soft skills, they're why you get promoted. They're why you get the next job opportunity. You know, a lot of times people will say things like, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that's absolutely true. But even more importantly, it's not who you know, it's who knows you. And it's what they know you for. It's your own brand reputation that is what creates opportunities for you once you get your first job. And especially now with social media, it is so easy to sully your reputation in small and unintentional ways. And so we all have to be, I think, so much more conscious of how we treat other people, of the unintended consequences of our actions, of our nonverbal communications. You know, these things, they're subtle, but they're very, very powerful. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned over time is you can't control the world. You certainly cannot control other people around you, but you can 100% control yourself and how you respond. And sometimes, you know, it's easy to get into the short-term trap of being reactive, especially when things aren't going your way. Sometimes it feels good to let out that emotion, that frustration, you know, that anger, that whatever. And, you know, when you really step back and look at the big picture, that rarely will get you where you want to go. You know, really thinking about the long-term impact and ripples of any of your own behavior, words, comments on other people, whether you really will have the desired impact in the short term and get to your long-term goal. You know, just stepping back, sometimes delaying gratification, taking the high road, all of these things are more likely to result in you being happier and getting to your end goal, let alone all of the ripple effects that we all send every day out into the world. And, you know, how do we make sure we're sending ripples of positivity out in the world and not ripples of negativity?
I absolutely love what you just said. Like, certain skills transcend all roles and all types of careers, because it's not just being technical and the specific knowledge you get in one career that's going to help you transition to other careers. Sure, it might help, but it's those soft skills that kind of build up your character and really helps people understand who you are and your personal brand. Because what you just said before was amazing. Like, it's not what you know, but it's who you know, and it's not who you know, but how other people know you, and it's your character. So if people know that you're a reliable person, you communicate well, of course you're going to get promoted, and of course people are going to scout you. But if you don't really have those soft skills, then, you know, you're just going to be washed over by other people who have those skills. So you have to be in that new era.
Right. Exactly right.
All right. And what is a common myth about your profession that you want to debunk?
Well, again, it's sort of hard to say what is my profession. There's a lot of myths about tech and about leadership and all kinds of things. Maybe start with the leadership one. It's one of my favorite topics. We teach it in my new company, Zappa, but leadership is something only you get to decide. You decide if you're a leader. Somebody else gets to decide if you're a manager, if you get a certain title or a certain level of official authority. But, you know, we've all worked for, and if you haven't yet, you will. We've worked for all kinds of people in positions of authority who are not leaders at all. They're horrible. They're horrible humans. They don't lead. They dictate. And dictation is not, you know, leadership. Leadership is really a very personal choice. It's about how you choose to show up, how you influence, what energy you bring into the room. And you get to decide that. And in some ways, other people do decide if you're a leader, but it's not the people above you. It's the people around you and the people who work for you, because leader, you can only be a leader if somebody's willing to follow. And people are usually only willing to follow unless they're forced to, you know, unless there's some, like, no other choice but to do what you say, which in, you know, in the modern world, there's a lot of freedom to, for each of us to go where we want and get the job we want and work for the people we want. So, you know, again, it just goes back to thinking about what are those ripples that we send out every day. You know, another myth is, I don't know if it's a myth, but we are our thoughts. It's our thoughts that, you know, they say you are what you eat, and I believe that totally, but you also are what you think. Your thoughts end up controlling your emotions. Your emotions control your behavior. Your behavior creates your character, and your character is what ultimately determines your destiny. And so, like, really how you think about things is so much more important than any one thing that you do or any one knowledge point. Or, you know, again, you can be the best engineer, you can be the best coder, you can be the best marketer, but, you know, how is it you think? And one of, again, kind of one of the things we teach at Zappa, but it's my own personal belief, is ground in gratitude. Like, if you can start every day with gratitude, if you can end every day with gratitude, there is always something, no matter how bad it gets. We all have bad days. I'm trying to launch a whole new product and company. There's plenty of bad days, frustrating days. You know, nothing ever happens as fast as you want it to. But if you ground in gratitude, there's always something to learn. If you're around an annoying person, if you work for a terrible boss, and I've had my share of very challenging bosses, We've all had our share of challenging situations. Even if somebody, it's as simple as, you know, cutting in line in front of you or cutting you off in traffic. If you just find the gratitude in that, like what are you learning from it? That person is there as a teacher. What are they teaching you? They're teaching you patience. They're teaching you to be gracious. You don't know. You never know what's happening in somebody else's life in their day. Even when you and I are talking and you can seem like the happiest person, I don't know what's happening behind those eyes. I don't know what's going on in your life. And it just never hurts any of us to be compassionate, to lead with kindness, to give people the benefit of the doubt, even when you don't think they deserve it. It takes nothing away from you, and it could have a huge impact on their life. And at the very least, you know, it keeps you from having that negativity, because any kind of negativity that you feel, it's not hurting anybody else. It's just poisoning you. So, you know, how do you find those, the joy and the happiness and the satisfaction and the gratitude from within, and not wait for it to be something that somebody else gives or grants you?
Absolutely. I loved what you just said right there as well, because you just said that people, they kind of don't, like the people above you, they don't define or they don't tell you if you're a leader or not. You kind of have to make that yourself. You have to figure out if you're capable of leading people, if you're capable of being the one in charge or being the person people look up to, because it all comes down to your character and your thoughts as well. Your thoughts are basically the things you kind of surround yourself with the whole day. So if you have negative thoughts, most likely you're going to have, you know, negative behavior. But if you have positive thoughts, then you can have a positive behavior. So it's pretty correlated in that sense. But these different types of thoughts, they kind of fill you up and fill your character. And people won't define if you're a leader. You will define that yourself based on who you perceive yourself to be.
Right. And, you know, people are going to be around you if you're positive, if you have positive energy, and they're not going to want to be around you and invite you into the next opportunity or anything else if you're constantly sending out negativity. You know, don't gossip, don't participate in pulling other people down or complaining. Be part of the solution.
Absolutely. It's not who you know, but it's how people know you.
Yes.
All right. And if you could step into my shoes, what would you have asked yourself that I didn't?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, maybe two interrelated things. What is success and what is enough?
I love that. I mean, that was short, but that was potent, because a lot of people, they have different success metrics. And so people think that, oh, if I get this title or if I get this new shining object, then that will satiate me. But then we kind of choose that, oh, that doesn't really fit the success metric bar. So we try to go to other things and other things. And it's kind of, there's a fine line between what's enough for you and what counts as success for you.
Right. I've learned that I've wrestled with both of those questions a lot, and I've learned that enough is a mindset. It's not an amount. It's a state of mind. You decide what is enough. What is enough success? What is enough work? What is enough money? What is enough influence or power? Whatever, like, it's all you. It's your state of mind. And there's enough for everybody to go around when you think about enough as a mindset and something in your control. And then success, you know, success often isn't about any of those things. To me, success is about how you impact other people, the ripples that you send out in the world, what other people think and say about you and the impact you've had in a positive, hopefully, way in their life. And that ultimately, I think, is success for all of us.
Absolutely. I love that. And my question for you is, what are the best resources / books that have helped you find your career path?
Oh, there are so many amazing books. I can't count them all, but I'll give a couple of quick, awesome recommendations. Any book by Dr. Raj Sisodia, Sisodia. He's the father of conscious capitalism. He's got like 15 books, The Healing Organization and Everybody Matters. And it's a new way in philosophy to think about business. And one I'm personally, I'm a student of his, and I've been to the Conscious Leadership Academy, and we teach that curriculum to all people. It's normally for CEOs, but we've Zappified it and made it available to everybody. Fabulous, fabulous way to think and be. Also, Dr. Neha Sangwan, S-A-N-G-W-A-N, she's got two incredible books. One is called Talk RX, and she's got a brand new one coming out called Powered by Me. Both are phenomenal, just life-changing when you read them, and very, very actionable. Powered by Me is about burnout and how to recognize the five sources of burnout and reverse them. Talk RX is about communications and how communications can honestly just heal your world and heal your life, heal the relationships in your life. So those two are fantastic. Good to Great. You know, What Got You Here Won't Get You There. There's so many amazing books. In fact, one of the reasons I started Zappa is to take all of this incredible wisdom that exists, all the great books and other things that I've read and people I've learned from, and turn it into short gamified sequences in 3 to 5 minutes, because we don't always have time to read all the amazing books. We should. But you know, when we don't have time, where can you go? And even after you've read, like Raj and Neha's books, some of them we've Zappified, you know, you read them, but then you don't want to leave. You want to keep continuing to practice and learn from these great teachers. And, you know, so how can we do that as well?
I love that. I mean, all the books that you stated were amazing, and I'm going to go check them out, but they kind of all ground to those soft skills that can really help build your character. And I'm going to go back to what it was. It's not about the people you know, but it's about how those people know you. And learning how to build your character and how to improve on your strengths can really help you be scouted out for.
Yep, exactly.
And what do you think is a vital factor that shaped your career? What was your life before learning it? And what was your life after learning it?
Well, I think it's a lot about this. You know, if I look at early in my career, like I said, I did new product development. I did the world's first frame relay service, which is way back in the dark ages, but significant at the time. I did some of the earliest internet services, helped create the first IPTV service. It's really easy to think that's what's important. And like I said, I was a driver. So if you were in my way, better get out or I might just run you over. And, you know, somewhere along the way, I learned that all those things are great. Even, you know, rolling out Zappa, we want to help everybody get filthy and rich. That's important. The work is important. But what's way more important is the people and the people you're working with and the impact that you have on them and treating them with dignity and being respected by them. And once I really learned that, I would say the big turning point for me was at Microsoft. I spent 5 amazing years at Microsoft, and I inherited a team that was really disillusioned. They had launched something that had failed. The team was just really down in the dumps. And when I was given the team, they were at a super, super low point, but it was also something I knew absolutely nothing about. I had zero experience in that particular industry. And I was supposed to help to fix this broken thing and these broken people. And that's when I really had to make the true hard pivot that it wasn't about what I knew. It was really about how I helped and treated these people to empower them to find the way forward and to really listen. I'm not a great listener, and I had to really learn to listen and to rely on them and just get the obstacles out of their way so we could ultimately make something great. And we did. But that was big, because before I'd always been kind of the smartest person in the room, at least on the thing I was doing, or at least I thought I was. And I went from being the smartest to being the absolute dumbest in the room on that particular topic. And I couldn't rely on my smarts anymore. I just had to rely on those people and listening to them. And so that was a big shaping moment for me.
Yeah. And honestly, when you try to change your character or you try to build those soft skills, it's going to be hard because those are habits that you've already mastered. So it's hard to piece them down and build better habits because, you know, your brain is already wired to think one way or the other. So trying to take all of these different advices and put them into action can be really difficult. I mean, for you, you always thought that, you know, you were going to be the smartest in the room, but then, you know, you were in an industry that you totally didn't know. So it must have been hard to kind of be in that situation, but you kind of pushed through, you persevered, and you rewired yourself to build upon your character in that sense. So of course it's going to be hard, but in the long run, it's going to be much more beneficial.
Right. And, you know, I never was the smartest person in the room. I know that now, but I used to think so. It's like, oh, I know I could always rely on my own intellect, or at least my own very hard work ethic, if nothing else. And when you can't rely on that anymore, and you have to rely on other people, that's a big turning point. And, you know, it does all go back to these soft skills and being a good human and listening to other people and helping other people.
Absolutely. And because we have some additional time, my question for you is, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career path?
I wish I knew all of this, because I sure didn't. You know, like I said, I was sort of, I was very self-reliant, and that's a good thing. And I was a hard driver and I got a lot of stuff done, but I wish I would have really understood this more and thought much sooner about my impact on others. Now, I must have done okay. I ended up in a good place. I got good opportunities, but, you know, I think sent negative ripples when I was early in my career. I ran over people. I didn't listen to people well. And now if I could take that back, I would change that.
Absolutely. I mean, you learn a lot in your personal and professional journey. You learn how to build your character. You learn all of these amazing advice. And, you know, you might look completely different than how you were when you started out, but it's okay because you learn things in your whole journey.
That's right. We have to be resilient. And, you know, the one thing, we all make mistakes. You guys will make mistakes. I've made plenty of them. But you look at it as a learning opportunity. And if you learn and improve from those mistakes, it's not wasted time.
Absolutely. And my last question for you is, how do you continue to learn in order to stay on top of things within your role?
Well, I am super, super lucky now. I've started this company called Zappa World, which is Zappa with an X. And we help everybody get filthy enriched. And one amazing benefit of this job now is I get to spend my time with absolutely incredible, inspiring people and teachers. And we Zappify their curriculums, we Zappify their philosophies, we Zappify their books and their programs. And so I'm every single day I'm exposed to this with the objective of bringing it to the world, putting it at your fingertips, making it fun and easy to do. But, you know, it comes back in amazing learning opportunity every day for me. And so, you know, I feel like I really am living the dream right now, because every day I get to be working with people I love on something I love and inspired by and, you know, improving myself because of all of these amazing people that I'm surrounded by. And it's really incredible.
I love, love, love that. And before we end off, do you have any last words to the audience?
Well, good luck to you all. Stay true and authentic to yourself. You know, don't let all the feedback from everybody shape you in the wrong ways. Take it constructively, but really follow your hearts. I think business now is different than it used to be, and it is about enrichment, and you deserve that. If I can help you in Zappa, you can sign up there. You can get on the wait list. The product, when it comes out for everybody to use, there is a free version, because we want everybody everywhere to be filthy and rich, not just the rich people in the world. But whatever your path is, be true and be kind and be grateful.
Thank you so much, Christine. I love talking to you.
Thank you so much, Arna, for having me. And you are very inspirational for following your dream and your path. And you are sending ripples of positivity out in the world by helping others. So you're an amazing example of exactly and everything that I'm talking about.
Thank you so, so much. And here are my 3 cents on this episode with Christine. 1, effective communication. Developing and enhancing your soft skills such as active listening, empathy, and clear communication can greatly improve your ability to convey ideas, collaborate with others, and resolve conflicts. Effective communication is essential in both personal and professional relationships, and it can lead to better understanding, trust, and successful interactions. 2, teamwork and collaboration. Working on your ability to collaborate with others is a valuable skill, You can learn how to grow and work as part of a team, leverage each team member's strengths, and achieve common goals. Effective teamwork involves compromise, flexibility, and the ability to work and build upon others' ideas, ultimately leading to more productive and harmonious group dynamics. And 3, personal growth and self-improvement. As you strive to be the best person you can be, you will learn about self-awareness, self-regulation, and personal development. This journey can lead you to increased emotional intelligence, resilience, and adaptability. By setting and pursuing personal goals, you can develop a strong sense of purpose and direction in your life, and continuously strive for self-improvement. Thus, that concludes the episode for this week. If you want to know more about how I relate to these amazing topics, then stay tuned for upcoming episodes. A free way to support this show is by leaving it a 5-star rating and a review on the player you are listening to. Let me know what you enjoy about this podcast, as it's a chance to tell me what you love about the show, and it helps others discover it too. Once again, thank you for finding me, and I hope we stay in touch with each other. Zito, you're listening to Arna Sahu, the host of Arna's News. Toodles!